Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So Steve came rocking in here today saying he was superhuman and we need to cut him down to size. Just
superhuman.
What makes you think you... There is a new thing called superhuman immunity to COVID.
That's it.
What makes you think you, just because you have, because you're the least healthy human and you haven't gotten it?
That's correct.
Based on your diet, I'm not sure you're human.
It's kind of true.
Regular human.
So is it because you haven't gotten COVID? Is that why you think?
Right,
you?
My body is just cranking. I sweat out these antigens and whatever. I'm producing so much antibody.
Aaron and I had this moment yesterday, and I don't know, did you ever got the answer. Is there a difference between an antigen and an antibody?
I think it's the same, but I don't know for
just
sure.
To be safe, I'm sweating out both.
Yes, you're hemorrhaging. Because there are literally people that have some sort of massive...
We do, yeah.
Chuck Norris-like...
So there are some qualifications for it. So, okay. Steve, have you had COVID-19?
Probably. I probably have.
No definitive answer.
No definitive answer. Okay.
Have you been vaccinated for COVID-19?
Probably. No.
I think
so.
I walked through Target next to their vaccination area, and I think just
So if COVID is airborne,
see? So
it stands to reason that the vax.
I breathed it in. I'm pretty sure I breathed it in. Yep.
It's done. God, he's superhuman.
Because they're like Joe Rogan's producer. They say I think he might be one of these people.
Superhuman.
Because they check his antibodies. He had COVID so long ago, and he still has antibodies like he had it yesterday.
That's what he's falling.
He's
in my club. Yep.
Bro, I will pay the $25. Is it still $25?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've done it.
I'll pay the $25 to see if you have the antibodies in you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to be like...
Dude, I'm crapping these out every morning.
Are you sure they let mortals in for the test?
Wait, is it a pinprick? I don't know if I can do the pinprick. I'm superhuman, but when it comes to the...
Because if you have this stuff, and this is what I don't understand. If they've found these people... Pull their blood and start making the stuff.
Wait, slow down. Hey, I need...
No, no, isn't that what we do? Isn't that how X-Men, how they started making more...
Yeah.
Yeah, you go and you start new mutations. Because they say these people with the superhuman thing, like, even though they had the other COVID, the alpha or whatever, the beta.
We did, yeah.
Stop saying we.
What? I'm with these people. These are my people.
I think mixing genes and stuff is kind of how we... I don't know that we want
to... Stop it, T-Hack.
Get back.
Nope, we're going there. I talked to my buddy Anthony, the Fouch, and we're going to do this.
I'm just trying to think of, like, Steve, the friendly neighborhood. Just trying to put together
He's out there with IVs and everybody comes in and, like, hooks
costume.
Up to him.
For a cost. No, I'm not giving this stuff away.
I see you as, like, sort of a Hancock-like superhero. Like, you save people, but you're hammered. Just is awful.
People can't wait for you to just leave.
Yeah, just go. Thanks for your immunity, though, bro. You can bounce. So a couple other stories that were in the news that I feel like we got to talk about. Can anybody explain? This is probably mostly for Aaron, but how is Miss America going to stop being a beauty pageant and be a health pageant?
I plead the fifth.
I don't know.
Do they take the, they put them on a scale and have that BMI number up there, or do they take
body
fat?
Well, they don't. This is going to sound very sexist, maybe, but I don't think I am. Like in 2018, they dumped the swimsuit part of it. Wouldn't you? I'm not saying that you have to be hot to be healthy, but I think we can all agree that if you're morbidly obese, you're not healthy, right? Or even obese, you're probably not healthy.
Okay.
So wouldn't the swimsuit have to come back so that we can see the whole of the person to see their physical fitness?
Now we're
Or is it now just
blood
draw? And it's like, look, I'm serious. Like, are you the one of the superhuman?
Who has the best PowerPoint?
That's the thing, right?
All of a sudden, Steve is eligible.
In some way, he can win Miss America. You get your estrogen levels up high enough, you could. I don't understand. I 100% understand the move away from just like, she's the prettiest, so she gets to be the queen of America. That's dumb.
And they also show, like, behind the scenes where they're all dying to eat donuts and carbs and stuff because we've been training.
Super
and
unhealthy.
And that's not necessarily a good message either.
And they're also, it seems like they don't focus a ton on, because we've all seen the speeches, like, what would you change? And it's like, as America, future, bunk, bunk, death is a meatball. You're like, dude, like, you need to have a mix of everything, but I don't know how you, who sits there? Is it just fitness judge? Who, how do you know who's healthy?
Would it be doctors?
Yes, it would have to be doctors.
So they're all wearing like those doctor gown or they're wearing
the
patient gowns.
Yes, and if that's the case, you're creating, being a diabetic myself.
That's
you lose.
Yeah.
You could be Miss America and be diabetic, but you're not quote unquote
the healthiest.
Yeah. So you might not get it.
Steve's going to take it.
Ha ha.
I swear, if I lose to Steve.
Here he comes. Mr. Okay, the last story that we got to talk about is this, the 50-50 thing that happened at Fenway.
Oh, that was kind of, that's a feel good, isn't
There's so many things wrong with this story, I don't even know what to do.
It's a feel good.
There's nothing wrong.
There's a 50-50 raffle at baseball games? When did that start? How long has it been? That doesn't exist.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every game?
I believe so, yeah.
Just baseball? Or is it football, basketball,
I think almost every game I've been to, there's some sort of 50-50.
Wagering?
Like a Nuggets game.
Maybe. I don't know.
I've been to more Nuggets games than anything.
I'm usually in the suite with Slacker and Steve.
Oh, my gosh. So then maybe they don't come into the suite. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah.
They should. That's where they think the money's at. People in the
You're
suites,
right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so
we're there for free. They don't know that.
Do you buy it on your way in? Or are they the little red tickets where somebody comes out and goes, 951-267?
Yeah.
951.
Once again, 951.
Because Steve and I have done so many events where they're like, all right, call this till you get a winner of the Harry Styles. And you're like, dude, I am not going to stand out there for 30 minutes reading numbers.
Once again, I was
be entertaining in between. All right, get your tickets out. 9.
That's not all the numbers I know.
But is it like that, or what is it? Or is it seat number? What is it?
I think you just buy a ticket, and then so it's $10 a ticket or whatever it is, and then at the end they sell 100 tickets, so there's 10 or whatever, $1,000, and then you get $500, the winning ticket.
So these two strangers, before the game, went to a kiosk or something?
I think
they have people that walk the stands.
Oh,
like, get your beer here or get your raffle here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason not to do it because they're going to take home 50% of the money. Whoever's hosting the 50-50 raffle.
You're right.
So you're giving to charity. Say it's Children's Hospital Colorado. You give $100. No matter what, Children's just got 50, but you might get a piece of the pot.
Okay.
And depending on how many people bought at Fenway, clearly they sold $36,000 worth of tickets because the pot was 18 grand. And these two dudes who are sitting next to each other, one from California and one from Massachusetts, did not know each other, but bought tickets together and won.
They hit.
So they won 18 grand between the two of them. And now they're friends forever.
It's a win-win.
But why would you do that? And then I have to stay for the whole damn game.
See, that's the thing. Aaron said that they wait till the very end
and
post the numbers.
Have to buy the ticket then.
Yeah, but I mean, I go to the baseball game with every intention of staying, but then the Rockies are getting stomped, and the beer is like $100. I'm like, ugh. So I leave, and this idiot that I bought tickets with just won 18 grand. He's not going to, like, go to Brother's Bar and find me rocking out with T-Hack. Hey, I got your 9 grand here, pal. That's not happening. He's going to keep it.
Best fed forever.
Yeah. So would anybody buy it with a stranger next to him? That's the question.
That is.
I think I would. But I'm pretty gullible, so.
Aaron is.
I'll be honest about
and
it.
Aaron would seriously be going bar to bar. He's like, Tom!
914.
Well, there's an easier way to make money than that. The Powerball did not get one.
That's right. Nice.
It is now up to $409 million.
Yeah, for $2, it's going to get you that.
You
That's
can do the
huge.
Quick picks, or you can do birthdays, or you can do the numbers from Lost. And I did the numbers from Lost for a while.
That's a
never. No. Do you know that
they've won quite a bit? Haven't
that's
they?
The problem. Like, if you do birthdays or you do numbers that are famous,
you're restricted.
If somebody, if it hits, you're not the first person to think of that. So, and also, if you do birthdays, you're restricted to like basically 1 through 31. So then you're not going to get, or
yeah.
Well, but if you're doing their birth year, you can get like, you know.
But see, Lost was a loser show.
Lost made it like 7-8 seasons, so it was not a loser show.
How many people have won on the Lost numbers, though? None.
No, I think people actually have one, but they had to split the jackpot.
With 800 times.
With 800 other people. Anyway, get the Powerball tickets. You should get them right away. The next drawing is actually on Saturday. And like we said, it is $409 million. And if you don't buy your tickets with anybody else, you don't have to find them at Brothers Bar later.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.